Here we are with exercise 4. So I would like you to make sure for this exercise you'll be undisturbed and that there'll be no other calls on your time. Don't rush this one. And remember, you can always return to this exercise and give yourself plenty of time. In your own way, make yourself comfortable and have your pen and your paper to hand. Check out your body, simply acknowledging any tensions, and move slightly in order to feel more comfortable. I would like you now to reflect on burnout. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'd like you to answer these questions as honestly as you're able to right now. Take your time and trust the answer or answers that come. There may be more than one answer, because you may assume more than one role. Note everything. And for this next part, if you wish, you can reflect on each question and come out and write your answer to each one. Or you can hear them all and then allow yourself to answer them in your own way. It's your choice. What role or roles do you take on, do you assume, that perpetuate the situations you no longer want in your life, that perhaps keep the status quo? Are you the victim? I feel helpless and at the mercy of others. Are you the martyr? I help others in order to make myself feel better about me. The vindicator. I turn on others for making me feel like this. The instigator. I initiate a situation in order to create a role for myself. As you know yourself better than I do, any other ones? Take some time to reflect and see which one or ones are uppermost for you, and then write in your journal. When you've completed, I'd like you to then ask yourself, why were you drawn to this role? How long have you been doing this? Who taught you this role? What benefits do you gain from being in the situation or situations when you're in this role? Who are you trying to please and why? By assuming this role, what are you trying to avoid? What do you need to do to change this behavior, how you are in these situations? What would be your future ideal scenario? How can you now begin to take steps towards this? So remember to write all your responses down. And once more, when you've completed, you might find that you've had some surprises, shocks, or pleasant awarenesses. You might actually have known them as you reflect on your writing. Good luck with the steps you now want to put into place.